It's time for JT the Brick.
Make me a shirt that says, the Denver Broncos have never beat the Las Vegas Raiders. We're 8-0 against them. We've been blowing out the donkeys 8 in a row. I repeat, 8 in a row, 4 seasons of firing their coaches. They got fired, Nathaniel Hackett, because they lost to the Raiders. By the way, that's true. They can't handle losing to the Raiders. You can't beat the Raiders, you're fired. And that goes for you, Sean Payton.
JT the Brick.
I'll say this now, and you can clip it and put it on another show. The Las Vegas Raiders need to win 3 out of 4 games combined against the Chargers and Denver. Does that make sense? The second best roster is the Raiders. By a long shot over Denver, I'm fighting off the donkey fans that think they have the greatest coach. Sean Payton sat on that couch for a year. Must have had 1 lunch and 2 dinners, and now everybody in the Fox lot's a fan of Sean Payton. The Denver Broncos have never beat the Las Vegas Raiders. By the way, that's true.
And now.
And that goes for you, Sean Payton.
Here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT with you Friday. It's a Modelo Friday. UNLV Syracuse. I'll be in the parking lot at 4:30. And Bobby, I didn't tell you this. I'm going to bring a 12-pack of Modelo. So I'm going back to JT, 16 years old. I'll tell you the story later. 16 years old, showing up at tailgates. And the drinking age back then was 18. It was 18. It wasn't 21. 16 years old, showing up in the parking lot to games with my 12-pack. I don't remember what it was back then, but it was 12-pack of something. So I'm going to show up at a tailgate today. You do not come empty-handed, don't you ever. Come empty-handed to a tailgate. You know, my wife's not going to put together, you know, a cheese tray or some, you know, carrots and stuff. But I will come in with a 12-pack, maybe a case. They even have the 18-packs of Modelo. And I will sit in the parking lot as a fan. Really don't have a big dog in this fight. I'm going to pull for UNLV. I live in Vegas. But I got a lot of Cuse roots. A lot of friends in town for Syracuse, and I'm going to drink a couple of dripping wet, ice-cold Modelos in that 100-degree parking lot, maybe a little shade, and I'm going to a football game tonight. College Friday night, I love it. Love it. So that's what I'm doing tonight. We got 2 hours of radio to do. We got a lot of stuff lined up. Vic Tafer at the bottom of the hour. Vic Tafer will join us, so we'll jump into him. He was just at the press conference. The news today is that Devontae Adams posted a picture of Edgar Allan Poe. And that's the focus of the monologue brought to you by PTs. Hey, you're going to the game tonight? Go to PTs. Get your warm-up in at PTs. If you're not going to be with me in the parking lot, go to PTs. 5 to 7 is their first happy hour, half-price drinks. Great way to get your groove on for the game tonight at Allegiant Stadium. And then after the game, midnight to 2, same thing, best happy hour in town. Why would Devontae put out a picture of Edgar Allan Poe? I don't know. The only thing I associate with Edgar Allan Poe are the Ravens. So is this a hint that he'd be going to the Ravens? I don't know. I don't know anything about what Devontae does. I just know he likes to golf. He loves living in Summerlin. He loves going to Chef Barry's. And he drives a Rolls Royce to the games. That's all I really know about Devontae. And he's one of my favorite players in the last 7 or 8 years. When he was at the Packers and as a Raiders, one of my favorite players because he's elite. And I like to be around elite players because I want this franchise to get back to elite status, which would be Al Davis, Jim Plunkett, Ken Stabler, Cliff Branch, Fred Biletnikoff, Dave Casper, Jim Otto, Gene Upshaw, Art Shell, George Atkinson, Jack Tatum, Phil Villapiano, Skip Thomas, Lester Hayes. You know what I'm talking about. We need those players in the future. We need great players in this organization who don't want to leave. I no other way I can describe it other than that. We want great players in Las Vegas, and I'm still drinking the Kool-Aid, and it tastes really good. The Kool-Aid is move to Vegas, play for the Raiders, don't pay state taxes, get a much better house than you'd get in California for a third of the price, be in the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Take limos to the strip to take your wife or girlfriend out to shows and to unbelievable aquatic shows and concerts at Sphere. I still believe that. I believe that's a really big part of this. And I believe once people get here, they should stick around. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So let me just say this on Friday because I want to have a nice Friday. It's 100 degrees. I'm going to get in the pool. It's a Modelo Friday. I don't look at my pool. I get in the pool. I get in the water. I'm going to swim. Do some things. Do not troll the Raiders. Do not troll the Raiders if you're currently getting paid by Mark Davis. and your check is clearing every 2 weeks for millions of dollars, do not troll Mark Davis on social media. There's enough cowards doing that in regards to people, fans of other teams, and, you know, guys are going on Denver radio stations mocking our owner and all this. I have the back of our owner. He's my friend. I have his back all the time. I'm not saying you got to think he's a great owner or not. I've never said you to do that. You make up your own mind. But do not get paid for Mark Davis and do anything on social media that embarrasses this franchise or teases this franchise, teases the franchise that you might be leaving. When you leave, everything you want. Put on a Raven mask, you know, dress up like Edgar Allan Poe, do whatever you want to do. You end up going to the Jets, show up at the press conference with a big Jet shirt on and say, I always wanted to be a Jet. Do whatever you want to do. But slow down, man. I had to slow down all week. I had to interview the coach. I had to be in the building all week. You didn't hear me talking trade. I'm not allowed to talk trade. He hasn't been traded. Okay? You don't see me, who's really good at cryptic tweets. I'm very good at cryptic tweets because I stink at most of my stuff. But none of this stuff. Okay? So I like Devontae a lot. I think he's elite. I think he's a great Raider. And just no shenanigans on the way out. Okay? No shenanigans on the way out. Don't give us any reason not to like you or any other player who leaves this team. A lot of people left the team. A lot of people left. They get traded. They get cut. Okay? Let me repeat. They get traded or they get cut. Or what else? Oh, they're free agents. Thank you, Bobby. They're a free agent, and they get a new contract from this team or another team. That's about it. You're all professional. You play professional football. College kids now are pros. They're getting paid. So just act like an adult. Act like an adult. I don't need to know where Devontae's going next. I don't care. I hope he stays. Could there be a miracle? You know, no one in the building has tapped me and pulled me into the second floor janitor's room and said, hey, there's a chance he's going to stay or not. I don't know anything. No one else does. Do you hear the questions at the press conference? Yeah, coach, we'd like to ask you about this. No. Coach, we'd like to ask you about this. No. He's not talking. He's doing a Belichick, which I'm fine with. He's an adult. He's a head coach. He's got a lot swirling around him. There's a lot of Antonio Pierce news in the news cycle. He's focused on Denver. That's the right and mature thing to do. I am focused on Denver. We have beaten Denver 8 in a row. If the Raiders were at full strength, they'd hammer the crap out of them in Denver. The Raiders are now a team with limited stars, good players who are injured, and a bunch of backups. That's the team right now. Let me repeat. Limited stars, bunch of good players, and guys from the practice squad. That's who we are at this point. We might not be that way in 2 weeks. We might get four guys healthy. You know, earlier today, we'll play a little bit of it. Antonio Pierce said that Zamir White, doubtful, looks like. All right. Why'd we draft this Dylan Lobby? Anybody? I'm running around Coast to Mesa, and everyone's like, look at Dylan Lobby over there. Oh, my God, look at him. Oh, my God, look at Dylan Lobby. Is he ready to go? Is he ready to play? Tommy Eichenberg, heard about this guy at Ohio State. Sounds like he's ready to go. Alexander Madison's a good player. If he's got to be the only back in this game who's going to touch the ball with experience, I'm good with that. Vinny Bonsignor just asked a big question overall, a really big one, which is important, that, hey, man, you know, what's going on with some of these players? Brock Bowers, how come we're not getting the ball to Brock Bowers enough? I don't know. So that's it. So the other thing with Edgar Allan Poe, as my son has pointed out to me, Devontae tweeted out, believe nothing you hear and half of what you see. Okay, which is fine. That's another Edgar Allan Poe. Believe nothing you hear and half of what you see. Maybe that's a hint, Bobby, that he's going to stay. Right? What's it say here? Let me say that again. Believe nothing you hear. Well, no one heard anything from me. I didn't have any gossip this week. I'm not the gossip king. I'm not the breaking news guy. I'm just a fast-paced radio show host, the solo host, the last of the Mohicans, the last of the guys that don't have 8 co-hosts doing a radio show every day. You know, I don't have any gossip for you. I'd like Devontae to stay. I really would. And we'll see. I'm going to talk to Vic Tafer at the bottom of the hour. I want to get to the Broncos. So this is a really important game. Usually I always tell you by week four, now I start looking at the stats. Both teams, stats stink. Hear what I said? Don't even look at the stats of the Raiders and Broncos. Don't. Put on some special glasses. You will not be impressed. They both are terrible on third down. They're both struggling running the ball. They don't throw it really efficiently, but they're both 2-2. Now, I am shocked I'm sitting here today on October 4th of 2024, and the Broncos aren't 0-4. They lost their first two games. You know, they beat Tampa Bay. Did you see Tampa Bay last night? That might have been the greatest performance by a team that lost that I've seen in a long time. Oh, we didn't want Baker Mayfield, Bobby? We didn't want Baker Mayfield? Oh, I did. I wanted Baker Mayfield. I did. I prayed at the statue of Baker Mayfield in Oklahoma. I wanted Baker here. I thought he was the perfect fit. Baker looked good. Kirk Cousins had one of the greatest games ever. Not this season, ever. Could we have gotten Kirk Cousins here? I think so. I thought the number was too expensive for Kirk Cousins. We had Carr. Carr and Cousins are similar. Derek's having a pretty good year. He's got a big game coming up. So when it comes to the stats of this game, here's what you need to know. Zamir White probably won't play. Devontae Adams will not be available, as it looks like. Max Crosby is hurt, might be able to go. And everybody else has to step in and follow the scheme of Patrick Graham and Luke Getsy and execute the offense and the defense to the best of their ability. They did that at times against Cleveland. They were down 10-0, and they went up 20-10. If you take a look at the run that they went on before Zamir White fumbled the ball and let Cleveland in the back end of that game, the Raiders played good complementary football. But do you remember anything that happened in the Cleveland game? Anybody? You remember anything other than A.J. Cole? What do you remember? Well, I remember two receivers, Trey Tucker and D.J. Turner, not catching touchdown passes, but scoring on jet sweeps. Bam! I love that. I love that. I remember Charles Snowden knocking down a ball like a basketball player. I've been telling Tyree to do that. He did that, and then he put pressure on the last play. I remember Trayvon Merrick catching a ball that hit him in the chest, which was really important. And I remember the play of Robert Spillane, who played, and one other guy, Jackson Powers Johnson, who now finally has welcomed himself to the Raiders. Now, JPJ is a badass. He's a badass. He's going to find you at the linebacker position. He's going to punch you. He's going to knock you down. So we found some good things here. But then the injury report came out. Woo! What's up with that injury report? Holy cow, you can't play a football game with that many guys injured. And the Raiders are in that boat. Denver's injury report is pretty clean. The Raiders are decimated with a lot of injuries. Hopefully we get some good news on game day. Eric Allen and I get the inactives first from Raiders PR as we're on the air, and hopefully it doesn't have seven guys who can't go and it's just a mass unit. Hopefully someone goes. Now, when we get to Denver, we've played four football games, four, and Bo Nix has one touchdown. Oh, my God, he stinks. As of now, he is so bad that the Denver Broncos can't believe how bad of a football quarterback he is, but he's 2-2. Whoa, he's 2-2. So he's at a point now where if I was Bo Nix, I'd be thrilled for this game. The Raiders are coming in injured, banged up with a distraction. They have the biggest distraction in the NFL. All week long, Stephen A. Smith talked about the Raiders. He never talks about the Raiders. He's texting me. So now that's a distraction. How they handle that, I hope, is they handle it really well. So the distraction is real. It's like when you see an accident on the side of the road, you hope no one's hurt. Still an accident. The cars didn't pull over there on purpose. There was an accident. They're on the side of the road. You hope they're okay. Normally they are. Great. Keep driving. Well, we got an accident on the side of the road. It's Devontae Adams. Hopefully it doesn't affect the team. It doesn't affect the team. The team is galvanized by that. I want to congratulate the positive Raider fans because you have all Raider fans, and most of them are great. Then you have a tiny sliver of anonymous trolls who use the Raiders as something in their life. They gravitate to the Raiders, but they pull the Raiders down because they're always talking negative. I want to relate right now as I look at the YouTube stream. We got 120 people watching. Nice number to start, JT the Brick YT. I want to thank the Raider fans who have come in and said, We might be better without Devontae. I don't think you're better without Devontae. You're not. Devontae's great. But they're making sense to me. They're saying other guys now are walking around in the building with a pep in their stealth. Hey, I might get the ball. They go to the weightlifting room, and DJ Turner's there, and, you know, Jacoby Myers, and the coaches are coming by going, you ready? You're going to get – Devontae's 10 to 12 targets a game. That means that DJ Turner and Jacoby and Brock might get three or four extra targets. I think that would motivate me. So I think a lot of that's going on. So that could help the Raiders overall. And the final thing I want to get to before we get your phone calls, and again, wake up today. Again, I don't need any call. I don't need one, but you should be gravitating to call this show because this is a pivotal moment in the season. 702-365-9200. I've said it as nicely and respectable as I can. After I was at, I'm going to say it tonight, I was at the Fountain Blue on the roof with Mark Jones from the Black Hole, Teo Johnson from the Raiders. It was a big Black Hole thing we were doing last night. And as I was up there and we watched Tampa Bay and Kirk Cousins, I looked at the guys and I said, Gardner Minshew better watch this game. And one of the guys said, what do you mean? I go, Baker Mayfield was kicked out of this league. He went from Cleveland. Remember when he beat us with the Rams? He was there for 24 hours. He went to Carolina. You remember Baker Mayfield was in Carolina? Now he's in Tampa. That's Gardner Minshew. I just mentioned Gardner Minshew, but I named Baker Mayfield. So Baker Mayfield, Gardner Minshew is him. Let me go to Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is better than Gardner Minshew. But Kirk Cousins is kind of bouncing around, moving around, and Kirk Cousins has had some big losses in his career. I can't say this with more utmost respect than I'm going to say it today. I really like Gardner Minshew a lot. I really think that he has the ability to be a fun, positive, solid Raider. He's got to win this game on his own. What I mean on his own, there's got to be moments in this game where he flashes like Baker Mayfield did last night. Baker Mayfield was rolling out to the right, throwing touchdowns. Baker Mayfield was pivoting, checking down, throwing touchdowns. Gardner Minshew has to do this. Gardner Minshew needs to throw the ball in the end zone to Brock Bowers. We got to have a contest with that, Bobby. Some type of Grimaldi's or something. What's the total times that Brock Bowers will get a target in the end zone? Zero? Then we got to have a meeting on Monday, private meeting upstairs, and we got to have a meeting and get everybody in the meeting on why Brock's not getting any touches in the red zone. Why'd we draft him? Why did we draft him? We needed a right tackle. We needed an offensive lineman. He fell to us. It was a gift from the sports god coming down and shining a light over Omnia, the nightclub, as I was there with Lincoln Kennedy. The sports gods gave us Brock Bowers. Are we going to use him? What are we going to do? Again, run the plays that you run in Henderson. Are you running enough plays in Henderson on the two fields, three fields to Brock Bowers in the corner of the end zone? I hope you are. I want to see him. Got to see him in Denver. And then Denver with this garbage. Not garbage. Let me take that word back. It's actually pretty cool. Denver's going to do their Ring of Honor, and they're going to bring back Randy Gradishaw. He's going to get his Hall of Fame ring. The place is going to be a madhouse. An absolute madhouse. And the Raiders are barely going to be able to talk to each other on the bench. It's going to be that loud. I was at practice this week. I heard the sound. They'll be prepared for it. So that's it. That's the monologue. 702-365-9200. Sometimes on Friday, you want to give us the score of the game. I like that. If you want to tell us who's going to be the key to the game, make a prediction. I appreciate that. What else we're going to? We have the Gannon segment. At some point, Bobby's going to we'll fit in the Gannon segment. I want to play my conversation with the coach because I interviewed him. I want to hear that. And then Bobby went into our treasure trove, and someone didn't erase it, which was nice. And we have part two of a Pete Rose interview I did. And Pete Rose passed away, and I want to hear it. And we're going to play some Pete Rose in the second hour of the show. And then I'm just going to sit here and follow Twitter and see what Devontae tweets and see what Ian Rappaport tweets. But we got Vic Tafer, one of the premier insiders, coming up here in a little bit. So he's coming up in 10 minutes, and we got to beat the Donkeys. If we do, it'll be 10 in a row, because if we win 9, we'll win 10. If we win 9, that's going to be such a shot to them fans. Mark Schlereth said it on his radio show on appearance. He basically said there's no reason for Denver, that Denver cannot spin if they lose to the Raiders. They've already fired Vic Fangio because of the Raiders. Yes, that's true. Raiders fired Vic Fangio. When you lose to the Raiders, you get more heat than losing to the Jaguars in Denver. Sean Payton hasn't beaten the Raiders ever as the head coach of the Broncos. Not once. If he loses again when the Raiders have nine guys on the mass unit, you can't go on the radio in Denver and spin it and say, well, Bo's young. No, you cannot lose this game if you're in Denver. And that concerns me. I think the Raiders are going to have a tough game, man. I thought they were going to have a tough game against Cleveland, and I told you it was going to be really close against Carolina. I was wrong. Carolina blew out the Raiders. I personally just want to get to halftime in this game. I want to quiet the crowd a little bit. I'd like to see the score at halftime, 17-14, Raiders and or Denver, I'm good, and then play 30 minutes of great football and get on the bus and get to the airport and win. Don't care how they do it. And if the Raiders get to 3-2, they come home and play Pittsburgh, who doesn't have a great team. They're playing well. They have very good defense. But they don't have Terry Bradshaw coming in here or Ben Roethlisberger. We can stay in that game. We can be in that game with the terrible towels. Got to beat Denver. And also, it's not a must win. I broke that out last week, Bobby. Can't do it again. It was last week. Can't do it again. Just go win the game. Anthony is in California starting off the broadcast. Go ahead, Anthony. Anthony, are you there? Yeah, we're 0-1. 0-1. I mean, I could do the show from the pool as long as I don't get electrocuted with the Modellos. A bucket of Modellos are waiting. So I'm ready to go, Bob. We can do this show from the pool with the bucket of Modellos.
You know, I don't understand people to begin with, but that guy stood on hold for 20 minutes and called me back twice just to hang up.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm fine.
I wish I had that kind of free time in my life.
I don't have any free time in my life. So that's what we're going to do. 702-365-9200. Vic Taffer is going to join us coming up, which we're excited about that. Oh, and also last night, we stopped by Virgin Hotels. Want to give a big shout-out to John O'Donnell. One Steak, that's kind of our home court. Cliff Atkinson, the president. I met some guys behind the scenes on what they're doing. We walked out to the pool. They showed me some of the remodels inside the property. I'm really excited about what Virgin Hotels is doing coming up here. Great place to go dining, watch sports. That's where I was watching the Mets last night. Do we have that Pete Alonso home run? This is one of the greatest home runs of all time in Mets history. All time. And the Mets have been around a while. Pete Alonso comes up there in the ninth inning. The Mets are dead. And Pete Alonso really doesn't hit other than the home run derby. Came up and in a big clutch spot. I'm talking a huge clutch spot. The polar bear did this.
Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead.
A Mets radio. I asked my great friend Jay Shipp today from X's and O's of Success. Big Met fan. I said, Jay, where do you rank that all-time Mets home runs? All-time. Number one. And number one, he goes, yeah, number one. Number one home run all time in Mets history. Bigger than Piazza, Gary Carter. That's how big. That's a walk-off home run to win a series on the road. Pretty pivotal. We got the Dodgers and the Padres. Got the Mets and the Phillies. Man, the pressure on the Dodgers. A lot of Raider fans. Some are Dodger fans from the LA years. The Dodgers don't get by the Padres. Dave Roberts gets fired. You fire him right there if he can't get by the Padres. And the Padres are good. And then my Yankees. My Yankees get rolling, and my Yankees should win the American League. They don't have to face the Astros. They don't have to face the Orioles. I mean, we got the Royals, Guardians. Come on, man. You're the Yankees. You're the badasses. Got Judge and Soto. You got to get through with this. I'm really excited about October and baseball, but I'm very excited about tonight to go to the UNLV game. I'd like to get a UNLV call, maybe some UNLV guy, someone listening saying, hey, I'm going to the game, JT. Let's have a Modelo and win this game. It's a pretty big game. A lot of people are going to be watching here tonight. Raiders at Broncos, Sunday, October 6, 2024. It'll be a 105 start. Can the Raiders go to Denver and get above 500? Yes, they can.
Raiders need one play, and everyone in this building knows that's what they need.
There's a ball game.
Watson's in the gun out of the timeout.
They got to get it right. They're not right. They're not right. Their coverage is, well, not a better.
They bring Cooper to the left. There's the snap. Watson pumps. He's under pressure. He's rolling out to the left. Raiders giving chase.
Ball's
and
out. Ball's
sack.
Out.
Oh. It's Charles Snowden with the sack and the biggest play of the day. Charles Snowden off the edge. Back-to-back plays and the Raiders defense with 34 seconds left.
That's a really important soundbite. I think we all know how great Lincoln Kennedy is. In the beginning of that call, he said, they're not right, they're not right. And they weren't right. Deshaun Watson missed a wide open touchdown because he didn't have the read. And then he started running. So Lincoln saw that. Raiders got right, and the Raiders end up winning the game. Always great to talk to Vic Tafer from The Athletic. Vic, hell of a week over there. Hell of a week for you with the podcast and the reporting and all of this. And now today, what can you add to the story on Davante Adams and what he's doing on social media?
Yeah, he's an Edgar Allan Poe fan, apparently. But, yeah, he's I guess what he would say, trolling on social media, kind of a picture of Edgar Allan Poe and a quote. But clearly he wants to be part of the story still. I know we're kind of waiting for a trade to happen. But clearly he's impatient and wants to be out there. But, yeah, another crazy week in Raidersville.
You know, Vic, I think that's a really bad look if Davante goes down that path. You know, and look, everyone gets on Twitter or Instagram. They have something fun to do. I'm not very good at it. And everybody who does it knows that there are ramifications because a lot of that lives on down the road. And I just don't think he wants to go down that road because when he came here, you were right there at the press conference when he said he grew up a Raider fan. His grandmother can go to the games. I wanted to be a Raider. So during his exit, whenever it happens, I hope he takes the high road and we don't have to read about it on social media.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the very least, he can wait till next Tuesday and he goes on the Kay Adams show every week. He makes paid appearances on, mm-hmm. on Kay's show, but that's where he kind of dropped the bomb this week. So, yeah, I think you're right. It was probably a one-time shot until Tuesday. But, again, it is unfortunate the way this all went down. And he came here, and people were really excited about what it meant as far as where this, you know, the franchise was going. They had big plans, and clearly didn't work out the way everyone thought it was going to work out.
Vic Tafer is our guest. So, Vic, did you sense this? You got really good access to the team, and you're in the locker room. Going back to Costa Mesa, the time he left because his son was being born and didn't play in the Minnesota game. Looking through all of that, did you sense anything was different with Davante?
Not really. I always sensed that, you know, kind of close to the deadline, they're probably going to have to move him because they weren't going to redo his deal. I thought he didn't want to really be back in terms of doing that, any kind of discount. So I think you look at where his team was, and it didn't make sense to really pay him what it was, $36 million next year. He has a coming salary if he already worked it. So a lot of money for a guy who hasn't it goes both ways. He hasn't delivered, and they haven't delivered for him. So I think clearly training camp, some things were going wrong there. There's some signs, but I didn't see it happening this fast and unraveling this quickly.
So what do you think is going to happen here? And again, I'm not looking for total crystal ball, but as you know, Tom Telesco has been doing this a while. He's a savvy GM. He really does pretty good up in the high rounds of the draft, and the Raiders might be looking for a pick. You know, for all the reporters, including everything at The Athletic that you're doing, if he ends up leaving, how important is this moment? Because the salary would be off the books, which is a big number, but the compensation's really important for this team if they want a quarterback down the road.
Yeah, I think he's definitely leaving. So I think it's a matter if you're Tom Telesco. You want to be patient. Clearly, there's some teams who want him. There's going to be interest. I mean, he's definitely one of the best receivers in the league. And we hear about the Aaron Rodgers connection all the time and Derek Carr connection. The Saints may want him. A bunch of Cowboys need a spark, the Ravens. A lot of teams are going to be interested. So it's a matter of kind of being patient, waiting for the best package. You hope to get a second-round pick. I'm not sure that's really going to happen. Maybe you sell for a third-round pick. But on the other end, you can't wait too long because you're writing checks every week for $930,000 to him while he's on the roster. So I'm sure Mike Davis is not loving that for a long-term plan. So I think my guess is maybe 10 days. That's my prediction. But I think it'll happen shortly enough. I think they're right now weighing the offers and see what they can do to make, like you said, you have to get a quarterback at some point. The best picks you can get makes that easier to do.
Vic Tafer is our guest. So, Vic, the rest of the team, you put out the injury report last night, and you're there, and you walk in the locker room. How bad is it? I mean, there's a lot of backups. Practice squad players are more relevant than any time I can remember in Las Vegas Raiders history. And I don't know who's playing until I see the inactives on Sunday, and you'll be in Denver. How bad does it look with this team when it comes to injuries?
Yeah, there was a sense in the locker room on Wednesday, I think that's when Zamir White and Bastion also went down to practice. It was kind of like a what's next kind of thing. Like, there's so many guys who are hurt already. Those two guys went down Wednesday, and they're both not going to play this weekend. So, clearly, like, some fans, some Raider fans, some Raider players, sorry, were definitely wondering what the hell's going on here. It's kind of where it kind of snake bit. But a good sign today, Max Crosby back at practice. He was dancing around, doing his little Euro steps. So, you have to figure Max is going to play. I know Dylan Parham wants to play. He's making a push for it. So, two important guys right there. So I think it's a big game. You're still 2-2 despite all this mess. Broncos are 2-2. So the winner gets a huge leg up on Sunday.
Vic, as we wrap it up, do you think this team has got some really good subs and reserves that are coming in and are going to play? We mentioned Snowden and some of the other players that have played here over the last week or two here. But overall, I think the Raiders' depth, and I don't know how you compare the depth here compared to other teams here, but they do have players who are pretty inspired to get off the practice squad or get more snaps because they're on the 53 and they're just going to play more. I really think that's the key to the season. It was the key in Cleveland. It's the key in Denver if they can get to above 500 and get ready for Pittsburgh. These 2 or 3 weeks until the team, I hope, gets a little bit healthier are going to be defined by some of these role players stepping up.
For sure. I mean, like a guy like Trey Tucker is definitely hungry to make an impact. He has already. And the rookies give a nice push this season. Last week, DJ Glaze and JPJ made a nice impact on the offensive line. This week, Tommy Eichenberg is going to start at linebacker. He's a guy that Pierce is really high on since training camp. So, yeah, the rookies are going to be huge. The guys have been backups have to step up like Snowden did and Tucker. So, there's a long season to go. I know some of your fans are ready to jump off the bridge, but we'll have to wait and see how it goes this weekend.
You got it, Vic. Tell everyone where they can get your podcast and find all your work.
Yeah, Just Win Podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and then also on The Athletic. So, like you said, it's always busy in Raider land, so that's why it keeps people up to date.
Thanks, Vic. Appreciate you.
All right, take care.
All right, Vic Tafer joining us, as he does every 2 weeks on a Friday. On Friday, we have the Dean of the Newsmen, Chris Matthews, and then Vic Tafer. And that's what we do. We have a plan here. We split these guys up and gals up because we don't want to wear them out. Don't want to get a phone call every week from me. Come on, come on, come on the show. No. They're very kind with their time, and we appreciate that. Quick housekeeping note here for a second. I put out a very emotional podcast last night on Pete Rose. As you know, Pete died this week. I'm going to play a little bit of an interview I did with him next hour. And I got emotional. I went in my home studio. I put the headset on. I went for about 30 minutes, a couple tears. Added some stuff in there. We edited it. I put it up wherever you get your podcast, JT and Looney. It's a brand new podcast on my friendship with Pete Rose, what he meant to my life, my career, and his legacy and all the things he did, the good and the bad. The good and the bad. And there was some bad mixed in there. Please subscribe and share JT and Looney wherever you get your podcast. Snow Raider is out in Tahoe. Man, I'd love to be in Tahoe today. It must be gorgeous.
Hey, thanks, Bobby. Thanks, JT. Looking at Big Blue right now. It is beautiful. But it is really blowing. The wind is blowing out of the west. That's the autumn wind. It's blowing from Tahoe, headed straight for Denver for this Sunday. Last time we were on the road, we beat the Ravens. I think this is kind of a trap game for the Donkeys. Raiders are going to come in. They're going to crash the ring party for the Donkeys and squeak out a win. I'm thinking a low-scoring game. Whoever gets the touchdown is going to win the game. Otherwise, it's going to be field goal and special teams. Let's go, Raiders. Let's shoot some Modellos.
All right, appreciate it. I don't agree with what you said on this being a trap game for Denver because it's Denver's ring ceremony, ring of honor, Hall of Famer, Gradishaw coming back. That's not a trap game. But I have to apologize because I said to everyone that the Carolina game, the opener at Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders, everyone said it'd be a trap game. I said, no way. It's the Raiders' home opener. It's not going to be a trap game. Raiders got smoked at home. Smoked. So that was a trap game. They weren't ready to play. How many times can you say in the Antonio Pierce era where they weren't ready to play? You might say the Minnesota game, 3-0. No, they were ready to play. They played insane defense. 0-0 deep into the fourth quarter. They were ready to play. They just couldn't score. And a lot of people in our chat on YouTube and on my Twitter are asking me, will there be a quarterback change? I'll say it again. It's very simple. If Minshew loses this game, I believe Aiden O'Connell should start the Pittsburgh game. That's it. If he wins the game, keep him in the game. But I'm putting a lot of heat, positive Raider heat, You know, one of those heat lamps that you have at the pool party? Does that warm you up a bit? I want Gardner Minshew to play like Baker Mayfield did last night, and Baker Mayfield lost. If Gardner Minshew plays like Baker Mayfield did last night, the Raiders will win by 20. Come on, man. Every quarterback in this league has good and bad games and some really good games. Where's the Gardner Minshew big game? Where is it? He's had big games in Indy, Philly, right? Jacksonville. Where is his signature game? He had a signature 12 minutes in Baltimore. He did. But where is the Minshew game where he looks at coach and says, I got this. I'm going to tear them up. Hey, Luke Getsy, come here. Run the no huddle. Open the game up. Let's go fast. Let's go four wide. I'm going to be Gardner Minshew because that's why they brought him here. They saw that on tape. Minshew must have a big game. He has to have a big game. It's imperative. I think he can, but he hasn't. Will this be the first game? It would be a great time for that to happen. The black hole is doing so much, you won't believe it. They're building this thing up. It's big time. You can be a part of it and become a lifetime membership. I was talking to Mark Jones last night over a cocktail. He said, thanks for everything you do on the show to get the memberships up. Well, I said, I'm going to do a better job today, which is now. Go to theblackhole.com, become a lifetime member for $60. Oh, my God, what a deal that is. That wasn't even one drink last night or two drinks on the top of Fontainebleau. Become a member of the Black Hole.
Deshaun Watson, the shotgun. Play action. He pumps out to the right. He settles. He's looking for a deep shot. He fires over the middle. It's bobbled by Cooper and picked off by the Raiders. Merrick has it, and he's brought down at the 48-yard line. Watson threw a bullet, and Cooper batted it up into the air, right into the waiting arms of Trayvon Merrick.
Bobby's playing Iron Maiden because he's going to Iron Maiden tomorrow night at Mandalay Bay. Not many sports talk shows in Vegas play Iron Maiden. That's what makes us different. We don't talk about cheeseburgers and movies and the price of gas and what my friends are doing. You know, there's people on the radio that don't do much and they tell you about their lives for half their show. No one wants to know about your life if you're not having fun. If you're having fun and you're going to Iron Maiden like Bobby, we want to hear about that. But, you know, if your life's kind of average and mundane, you don't have to spend an hour of your radio show talking about it. Talk sports. Talk Raiders. And we're doing that today. And we're talking UNLV. Excited to see them play tonight. Really excited to go into Allegiant Stadium where I've been to more than anybody, I think, close to. If you add up the practices and the events that I've emceed and all that. And to see a UNLV game with a decent-sized crowd, ranked team that's undefeated, that's a hell of a night. That's a party. Looking forward to that. Murph in Buffalo. Thanks for calling in, Murph. What's going on?
Hey, JT. Hey, thanks for mentioning my Mets, riding that mojo, baby. Mm-hmm. For last week's game, I mentioned Luke Getsy, and I was really, I thought it was great, his play calling, mixing it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, sweep to Bauer, the DJ, or the Turner, and Tucker mm-hmm. TDs, great. And then a couple of the players that pull him out, I mean, that mm-hmm. hit on Watson on third down. He breaks up that pass against Judy. So, I mean, you know, a lot of positives coming out of that game. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. Could have went either way. But this week, I'm with you, man. It's on Minshew. He's got to perform. Last week, you know, we could have put the game away. We didn't. We stalled out. And it can't happen this week. We got to put him away mm-hmm. when we have to. And, yeah, I'm with you, brother.
I thank you very much for that because I think you did something we need more of is when Luke Getsy wins – and Luke Getsy calls a good game, the listeners and fans of Raider Nation should give him credit for that. I said that about Josh McDaniels when he was the head coach. You were all over him, all over him. You all didn't like him, but when he had a good game and they called a good game, give the coaches credit when they have a good day. You don't have to hate your coaches and be a passionate fan of your team. You might not love them. You might want better coaches. I get it. Believe me, I get it. But they're your coaches, and they're working their ass off to put together a game plan to win the game. And when Luke Getsy calls a certain pass pattern and it's open and the quarterback doesn't throw it or an offensive lineman gets beat and the quarterback gets sacked, that's not Luke Getsy's fault. It's not. He called the right play. It wasn't executed by the players. And that's a big part of the sport. Thor, Summerlin, Raider Nation Drinking Club.
Jay, JT, what's happening, my brother? Actually, right now, I'm just driving past Allegiant Stadium. Fired up for Sunday, man. I'm fired up for Sunday. JT, we need Minshew Mania, baby. We've been waiting for Minshew Mania. We've been getting, I don't know, just regular old Minshew. But we need Mania. We need what we saw from Baker last night. We need that man to take off and run for 10, 12 yards. We all thought we were going to see a lot more of that. I feel like scared money never wins, and we've been playing a little scared. I feel like part of it, and I'm not blaming Devontae, but part of it had to do with maybe he felt pressure to try to get too many looks to Devontae or whatever, and he was scared to take off. I hope he's no longer scared, and I hope he's ready to take off, and I hope he's ready. Like, spread the offense out a little. Get the timing, get the moving, get everything going, but play almost like backyard football. And we are still a better team, even with the injuries, than the Donkeys. Go out there, beat up on the Donkeys like we have been doing for the past 4 years. Get to 3-2, let some injuries get healed. And let's get this thing rolling. Stack some wins. Raider Nation, unite. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, if they don't win this game, and I hope they do, and I think they will, then Pittsburgh becomes a must-win again, just like Cleveland was. And remember, we're beating the AFC North. Beat Baltimore, right? Beat Baltimore. And then when beat Cleveland, get a chance to beat another team in Pittsburgh coming up there. Let's just roll the pocket out a little bit. Let Minshew make some plays. The really big problem with that is that if Minshew is making plays with his arm outside the pocket and his legs, Patrick Surtain and that whole defense is really good at intercepting the ball. You got to be very careful with that. You throw it up, you throw up a 50-50 ball to the Broncos, they're going to pick it off. We don't. For whatever reason, we don't get a lot of interceptions around here. We're starting to catch the ones that we're supposed to catch. But wouldn't it be nice if a Raider receiver did what Jack Jones did last year, jump a route, read a route and jump it and take it back? Let's get one of those things going. Pete is in San Bernardino, California. Thanks for listening on the mobile app.
Hey, JT, it's Raider Pete, man. Thank you so much for having me. I've been trying to get on for a minute, but
thank you.
Just wanna, thank you for giving the fans a voice, man. We appreciate you, and we couldn't think of no one better than you to represent
us. Thank you. That's very nice of you. Appreciate you, that.
But, I just wanted to point out, I think I speak for a lot of Raider fans when I say this. As far as the injuries, I'm not too worried about it because Telesco and AP have done a phenomenal job in signing quality players, on whether it be first string, second string, third string, or practice squad. Snowden stepped it up. Palamau had a hell of a game. JPJ is finally out there knocking heads around. I'm not worried whatsoever. I mean, do I want the Condor back out there? Hell yeah, I do. But if he's not good to go, I'm not rushing our best player on defense. I want him to be fully 100% before we put him out there. But I'll tell you what, I have a good thing about this game. People are saying trap game. No, we learned our lesson with Carolina. AP got our guys going. We're going to Denver. And there's a saying in Denver, Bo Leave, you know, Bo Nix. Well, Bo Leave one thing. Bo Leave, we're going to go in there, we're going to punch the Donkeys in the mouth, and we're coming out with the dub. This is going to be a statement game because we're facing adversity. The media wants to talk about Devontae and our coach and all that. But the minute we do something against a good team like, I don't know, the Ravens, they have nothing to say good about us. But you know what? We're used to that, and we're going to stay professional. We're going to go out there, get the dub. And the final thing that I want to say is to Devontae, thank you. Thank you for what you did for us. Thank you for mentoring our young guys like Trey Tucker, like Jacoby Myers, even Brock Bowers, Trey Turner. DJ Turner. I want to say, you know, he had an effect on and off the field. Obviously, on the field, he was scoring for us. You know, he was taking double teams. But off the field, he was mentoring. I think Trey Tucker said something like he pressured him into getting LASIK. So I appreciate Devontae. I love Devontae. I really hope he doesn't take the slimy way out because a lot of us have a lot of respect for him, and I respect his decisions. But at the end of the day, this is a business decision, and I support him wherever he goes. But at the end of the day, you cut my arm, I bleed silver and black. I speak for a lot of fans. Go Raiders. We're going to punch the donkeys in the face, and we're coming out the win. Just win, baby.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it. And wherever Devontae goes, I will not support it. Let me get that out of the way. Okay, I like Devontae. I hope to MC events down the road where Devontae walks the red carpet at Raider events. Don't know him well, very cordial. I do not support Devontae wherever he goes. If he goes to another team like the Jets or anywhere else, I do not support that. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not here to make Devontae's world great in another organization. You come to the Raiders, everything I got, every ounce of energy goes to the Raiders. And a lot of players are leaving when they do, like Derek Carr. Think the world of Derek and his wife and his kids. And he'll be back forever with the Raiders when his career's over. But we don't support these other teams, okay? We don't support these other teams. If you leave the Raiders because you want to leave, sometimes Derek didn't want to leave. That was a business decision. It happened. Derek didn't want to leave. If Devontae wants to leave, that's his right to do it. He will not get the support of me. I can promise you that. I hope he stays. I think he's a great player. Could be one of the all-time greats. He's on path to being it. But I'm here to support the Raiders, man. That's it. Raider Nation, unite. Got an interesting hour coming up. Bobby and I are here waiting if there's any breaking news. The Rich Gannon segment coming up and my conversation with Antonio Pierce at the top of the hour.